Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
A lot of the Falcons players were there yesterday?
Yeah, that one.
What's happening? The draft, I know it's rookie minicamp, but why are they all up there?
They still got workouts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the offseason doesn't stop because of that. I think a lot of times you look at it from where there's no like minicamp, quarterback school like that. No, it's just still probably just workouts. And
okay.
Everybody's in who's got the workout bonus and all those
other things. Okay, got it. Workout bonuses. Yeah, yeah. So Jesse Bates was up there yesterday and asked a number of questions. You can check out the interview in a variety of different places, but one of them was about whether or not they've talked to Terry Fontenot about the first-round pick.
There has not been anything said about that. I don't think there should be anything said about
it. Right. It's not unusual.
You know, this is the league that we play in. This is what happens. That's why there's a draft, to bring in new players. You know, it's uncomfortable conversations, obviously, but, you know, that's part of what we do, not as just football players, but life as well.
Yeah, he's right. It ain't
like, it would be weird if they got the team together and Terry Fontenot was let me explain to you why we made the pick we made in the first round.
Yeah, exactly. I told you, I would have been like, if I'm one of the older players, I would have been like, oh, damn. But I'm going, Terry, what the hell y'all doing? No, it don't work like that. It just does not. And like Jesse said, I mean, Jesse's job is to play safety. His job is not to question draft picks or nothing like that. Now, they drafted another safety that mainly, like, because he's a free safety, so, and he's all pro, so you ain't got to worry about that. But, like, if they go out and say they go get Justin Simmons or somebody, but Justin Simmons was on the same all-pro team with him. And so, you know, if I'm Jesse, I know that I wouldn't be threatened if I'm him. But at the same time, you know, it'd be like, okay, what was the reasoning behind this? But they drafted a damn quarterback.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If I was him, I probably would have been watching the draft just like the rest of us and been like,
oh!
Huh. I didn't see that one coming. Well, I like Penix. He's a fun player. Cool. He's going to be my teammate. Didn't we just sign Kirk Cousins?
Yes.
Huh. All right. And now there's reports coming out from a variety of different places. I know Fontenot talked about it in the weekend after the draft. Steve Wyche has some reporting on it. And then there's a video of Joe Douglas, the Jets general manager, getting off the phone with the Falcons. And you can see him saying they want to come back up to 10. So they want 8 and 10. So the Falcons tried to get back in so they could address the defensive line after getting the quarterback.
Right.
Which is pretty wild. Because if they were able to do that, think about that. Like, say they take Penix at 8, and then they're able to get back up to 10. The price tag for that, because they have second-round draft pick. They probably would have had to give up a first-round draft pick next year.
No, you would have had to give up the first next year.
That's incredible.
Yes, you would have had to go up the first next year to come back to 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot. You would have had to give up the two this year, probably one and two next year.
So let me just get this straight, just so I'm clear, okay? And then we can react to what I'm going to say if I'm wrong about this.
Okay.
Let me get this straight. they liked, and it was Latu that it's reported that they were willing to do that for. They liked Latu so much that they were willing to give up whatever it would have taken this year and next year to get back up to 10 to take him there.
Right.
But didn't like him enough to take him at 8.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Instead taking a quarterback.
Right.
After the signing a quarterback for $100 million.
Because they
guaranteed.
Didn't think that they could get up to get Michael Penix.
Right, right. Yes. And that's what it boils down to is
they thought
it was their opportunity to get Michael Penix. Yes. They valued him higher than anyone else in this draft, next draft, draft after that. This is the best quarterback that's going to be available to them for the foreseeable future.
Because they're not going to be in the top 10.
Right. Yes. And even if they were, this guy's better than those guys anyway. Right. Like Michael Penix is such a great player in their minds that they had to do this. Even though two picks later they wanted to get the defensive end that everyone coveted for them to get. Okay.
Right. Yep,
I have all that straight?
Yeah. Okay. You're exactly 100% right on it.
That's odd.
Why?
I don't know. Just feels like if you liked the guy enough to do all that to get him at 10, I know you liked Penix at 8, but like they just really must have really loved him.
They did.
They just really loved
him. They did. They fell in love with Michael Penix Jr. as the future of this franchise. And they were not willing to take the risk that they couldn't come back and get him. Or they weren't going to risk it maybe to trade back and be able to still get him. They wanted him, and they went and got him. And they looked at it from a standpoint where, okay, now let's work our butt off. We know that we're going to be picking with Kirk Cousins and the way we're constructed, and if we get Latu or somebody like that, we're going to be picking in the mid to late 20s because we're going to win our division and we're going to go to playoffs and we're going to win and all those different things. And we're going to have a late first draft pick. And we can give that up to go and get another guy who is a blue chipper, in our opinion,
right?
And line him up and he's going to be there.
So they think they're going to be so good that they didn't need to use a first round draft pick this year on a player that was going to help them at 8.
Yep.
And they didn't need a first round draft pick next year because they were going to be so good that they didn't need that.
Yep.
So like the chestiness of that statement of that draft pick, which we talked about on Friday, is even chestier than we thought.
Yeah.
Because they tried to even do more with the future first round draft pick.
So no.
That's
Uno Nuno. Right? Okay. Uno Nuno.
Yeah, I hope they're right.
I got this. That's all. But what can we do other than hope? We can't. I would never give them the benefit of doubt.
Right. That's the thing.
Yeah, I'm not gonna
because I can't give them the benefit
of
the doubt.
Like it's gonna work
because they've not given.
Yeah.
They've not earned that.
Yeah,
so you're right. Yes. 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 Absolutely. Yeah. All we can do is hope that it works out. Well, of course, we hope that it works out. Like everyone is rooting for the Falcons to figure it out, and I hope this is the path to do it. It's an unconventional path.
Right.
That doesn't mean it's the wrong path. We'll look back in the future and decide whether it was or it wasn't. But yeah, I don't know. That kind of makes it even more wild that like they liked him not quite enough. Almost. Mm. They really liked Latu a lot, but not quite that much.
They didn't like him more than the quarterback.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, so
they won't play.
Yeah.
Hopefully for 3 years.
They wanted the franchise guy, the franchise quarterback.
Right.
That because they're going to be so good and because they're not going to be picking anywhere near the top 10 again, that they can't afford to not take him there. And then we can come back in and get us the coach. I mean the rusher because they want the rusher.
Right.
Now they want the quarterback more at that particular point in time because they looked at their roster. We can win it right now, but yet we're set up for the future. And I heard my man Lou Riddick said this morning, if this is right, boy, it's going to be a lot of damn organizations doing it. If the Falcons get this right, if they get it right, you're going to start. This was his thought process.
You think so?
This was his thought process. Like, I didn't say that.
Yeah, I don't think that's true.
He's like, a lot more teams are going to do this because a lot of guys do believe, GMs, a lot of NFL people believe that you draft a quarterback when you want to, not when you have to.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people believe that. I am, for one, not that.
Yeah.
A lot of people do.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I guess my general big picture thought on it is the same, which is I hope that it works. Mm-hmm. Subtext, I don't think that it will. But I hope that it does.
I'm not going to put that.
What do you think?
All I can do is hope.
I don't know, but you got a thought, probably.
Yeah, you know, I got a thought process. It better.
Okay, fair enough.
That's my thought process. It's better.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope it does.
Yeah.
I hope it does. Not that any of the details really make that much. Like, it either does or it doesn't. And if it doesn't, even if they didn't draft Penix, if they drafted someone else, if it didn't, it was going to end the same way.
Right.
But if you think you're that good that you're not going to draft there, wouldn't a first-round draft pick make you even better?
Yeah.
No. Yeah?
Yeah, it would make you better for the future.
Like next year, though. Like, if we're... yeah. I think we're on the same page.
All I'm doing is telling you what they
say. I know, but yeah. I know what they said. I'm interested in what you have to say.
You don't know. Only thing you didn't know about me is it better work.
Well, I know that too. I know that too. I'm aware of that. It better work.
It better work. All right. Would I have done it? Would I have done what they're doing? Hell no, I wouldn't have done it either. But they did it.
I wouldn't have either.
You have to figure out.
I hope 3 years from now I'm saying, damn, I was wrong and they were right and they're geniuses and boy was I dumb.
You might not have to wait that long.
I hope I'm saying it even sooner than that. That'd be incredible if I was saying it even sooner than that. Yeah, I hope so.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.